This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
I will call for the humanitarian ceasefire. I will call for the peace conference, and I will call for the two-state solution and the recognition of the state of Palestine.
Spanish Foreign Minister José Álvarez Bueno at the UN Foreign Ministers meeting in Brussels Monday. They are set to discuss the situation in Gaza. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says he will call for immediate pauses in the fighting.
I'm saying that in plural, not a single one, but several ones, pauses.
Street fighting in Gaza continues on Monday, reaching the gates of Gaza's largest hospital. Here's AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants outside the Shifa hospital has prompted thousands of people to flee from the sprawling medical facility. But health officials say hundreds of patients and others displaced by the war remain inside. Patients include dozens of babies at risk of dying because of a lack of electricity. Gaza City, the largest urban area in the territory, is the focus of Israel's campaign to crush Hamas. Following the militant group's deadly October 7 incursion into southern Israel that set off the war. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United States and South Korea have updated a bilateral security agreement. Here is U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Our deterrence commitment to the ROK remains ironclad. That includes the full range of our nuclear, conventional, and missile defense capabilities. And today, during the security consultative meeting, Minister Shin and I discussed shared opportunities to strengthen the alliance even further.
This is VOA News. The streets in Western Ireland's coastal region of Galway flooded on Monday as Storm Debbie barreled in from the Atlantic. Videos posted to social media showed parked vehicles partially submerged while wind and heavy rain lashed the streets. It's expected to move east across Ireland towards England later on Monday. Sri Lanka's government announced a smaller than expected expansion in its budget for 2024 while projecting a significant jump in revenues on Monday, crucial to keep its bailout program from the International Monetary Fund afloat. People in the U.S. city of Los Angeles are starting their work week with a major traffic headache on Monday as a downtown stretch of the heavily transited Santa Monica Freeway remained closed until further notice after a weekend fire charred the columns supporting the overpass. About 300,000 vehicles use that freeway daily. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
It's of significant consequence to the economy.
Newsom proclaimed a state of emergency in Los Angeles County in order to expedite the repairs. A big announcement from the CEO of Emirates Airlines at the Dubai Air Show.
Emirates is placing an order for additional wide-body aircraft with Boeing worth $52 billion.
The Emirates deal is for 90 Boeing 777 jets and 5 787 Dreamliners. Its low-cost carrier, Fly Dubai, is also putting in an order worth another $11 billion for an additional 30 Dreamliners. The United States is hosting the annual APEC Summit of World Leaders this week for the first time since 2011. Leaders from the 21-member Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Group will gather in the U.S. city of San Francisco to talk about how to better spur trade and economic growth across the Pacific region. But the main summit event will actually be on the sidelines, a face-to-face meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping. This year's conference is happening against the backdrop of frosty relationship between China and the United States and global turmoil from the Israeli-Hamas war and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.